Hillary Clinton told U.S. television networks that her three victories Tuesday back up her claim that experience makes her the stronger Democratic candidate for president.
I think that voters are finally focused on who they think would be the best commander-in-chief and who would be the best president to turn the economy around.
Clinton appeared on NBC's Today program, as did rival Barack Obama. Obama won only one of the four primary contests on Tuesday, finishing first in Vermont. Despite Clinton's victories, Obama noted that he maintains his lead in delegates and remains on track to win the party nomination.
But the bottom line is that we are in a very strong position. Senator Clinton barely dented the delegate count yesterday. We're going on to Mississippi and Wyoming, where we feel confident that we can do well. And this process is going to ultimately be about who's got the most delegates,
right,
and we think we'll be in that position.
Even though Obama remains in the lead in the delegate count, it's unlikely that either Democrat will win enough delegates in the remaining caucuses and primaries to secure the nomination outright before the party's national nominating convention in Denver in late August. That means both candidates will appeal to the roughly 800 superdelegates for support. Superdelegates are elected officials and party activists who are invited to the national convention as uncommitted delegates, meaning they can support whomever they want. Clinton argued on NBC that her attacks on Obama have raised questions about whether he would be the strongest Democrat in a general election campaign against the presumed Republican nominee, Senator John McCain of Arizona.
People are superdelegates for a purpose. They are to exercise independent judgment, and it's very important that they exercise that judgment based on what they believe will lead to the best nominee.
Political experts say Clinton's late attacks on Obama, raising questions about his ability to handle national security issues, may have tipped the balance in Clinton's favor in Ohio and Texas. Leonie Huddy is an expert on political polling and a consultant for CBS News.
There was clear momentum for Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primaries. She won votes from people who had made up their mind in the last week, about 30% of all voters. In Texas, 21% of voters made up their minds in the last 3 days, and 61% voted for Clinton.
Experts believe that Clinton's victories on Tuesday will keep the Democratic race going indefinitely. John Fortier is an analyst at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington. Fortier says a number of uncommitted superdelegates who had been leaning toward Obama before Tuesday's results are likely to hold off for now.
Hillary Clinton is hoping that last night will staunch that flow and that she may even be able to get a few pledges herself. If she can do that and she can hold her own and be alive and do well in Pennsylvania in late April, that is her chance to climb back into this race. If the superdelegates, on the other hand, keep slowly going towards Obama because they think he's the nominee, that's going to make yesterday's win seem insignificant because the delegate count will go right back to what it was.
Obama seems in a favorable position in the next two contests on the Democratic side, Saturday's caucus in Wyoming and next Tuesday's primary in Mississippi. But Clinton is favored in the next big state primary when Pennsylvania votes on April 22nd. In the Republican race, Senator John McCain's sweep of the four Tuesday primaries clinched his party's nomination. McCain went to the White House Wednesday, where he was formally endorsed by President Bush.
And there's still an enemy that lurks, an enemy that wants to strike us. And this country better have somebody in that Oval Office who understands the stakes. And John McCain understands those stakes.
McCain says he's looking forward to running in the general election campaign, no matter who emerges as the Democratic nominee.
A respectful campaign based on the issues and based on the stark differences and vision that we have for the future of America.
McCain will be formally confirmed as the party nominee at the Republican Party's National Nominating Convention in early September in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.